call to order municipality of the District of St. Mary's. First council meeting today is Tuesday, July 7th, 2026. It is 3:12 p.m. Roll call, please.
Ward Fuller?
Here.
Deputy Ward Malloy?
Here.
Counselor O'Connell?
Here.
Counselor Beaver?
Here.
Counselor Tibbet?
Here.
Also, Chambers, the CAO, Leslie Carlin, and Treasurer, Director of Finance, Mary Frazier. Before you have the agenda for this meeting, and we will engage you. Counselor.
I'll second.
Counselor Tibbet, all those in favor?
Aye.
In regards to the IAAC submission response to the 15-mile processing hub project, read in its entirety our response to that. Discussed yesterday. Municipality of the District of St. Mary's submission to the Impact Assessment Agency of Canada 15-mile processing hub project, initial project description. The municipality of the District of St. Mary's has reviewed the initial project description for the 15-mile processing hub project and respectfully provides the following comments for consideration as the Impact Assessment Agency of Canada, the IAAC, determines the scope of the impact assessment. The municipality recognizes that the authority of approval or reject the project rests with the federal and provincial regulatory agencies, not with the municipality. Council's intent is not to express support. All four are for opposition to the project at this stage, but rather to ensure that matters of importance to our residents are fully considered throughout the assessment process. First, environmental protection. The municipality of the District of St. Mary's is deeply committed to environmental stewardship. St. Mary's River watershed, salmon, clean water, forest, wetlands, wildlife, and healthy ecosystems are fundamental to our identity, quality of life, recreation, tourism, and long-term sustainability. Residents rightly expect that any project with the potential to affect watershed will be subject to the highest level environmental scrutiny. Council recognizes the initial project description identifies a number of design changes made in response to previous feedback, including reducing impacts on waterways and wetlands, eliminating certain project components, improving water treatment, and proposing recommendation of historic mining impacts, restoration, remediation of historic mining impacts. These changes are positive and demonstrate the value of a iterative. What is that word?
Iterative.
Planning process. However, council expects the impact assessment to rightly examine potential impacts on surface water, groundwater, water quality, fish and fish habitat, species at risk, wastewater management, tailings management, cumulative effects, long-term monitoring, closure planning, and adaptive management. Protecting the ecological integrity of the St. Mary's River watershed must remain a paramount consideration throughout the assessment process. Infrastructure and public safety. The municipality requests that the assessment clearly identify anticipated heavy load volumes, routes, timing, bridge, and roadway impacts, traffic safety considerations, and responsibilities for infrastructure upgrades or maintenance resulting from the project-related traffic. Council also encourages the consideration of emergency response requirements throughout construction, operation, and closure, especially in light of Nova Scotia's ongoing fire services review and recent requirement to implement regional emergency management operations. Council encourages opportunities for the project to strengthen local emergency preparedness and fire prevention and response. Economic and community benefits. Council recognizes the project potential to generate meaningful economic benefits through employment, local procurement, business growth, housing, investment, and broader regional development. Given that many of the project's environmental and infrastructure impacts will be experienced within the municipality of the District of St. Mary's, council encourages the assessment project to clearly identify and, where possible, quantify anticipated local and regional benefits. Municipality also expects community benefits agreements or similar initiatives that provide lasting, measurable, and equitable benefits for the communities most directly affected. Council strongly recommends a project focus on hiring local and buying local products when possible, where possible. Ongoing engagement, council appreciates the opportunity to participate at this early stage and has confidence in IAAC's impact assessment process. The municipality welcomes continued engagement throughout the review, including clear information regarding project milestones, public consultation opportunities, and regulatory timelines. Council also encourages opportunities for the IAAC to meet with the council and the community to explain the assessment process and how public input will be considered. Conclusion, the municipality thanks IAAC for considering these comments and looks forward to working constructively with IAAC, the province, the proponent, indigenous communities, and other stakeholders to ensure that any future decision reflects a careful balance between environmental protection and responsible economic development. Based on the points raised above, we recommend the IAAC consider a formal federal assessment. That is the statement as discussed last night. That being said, motion for the emergency meeting of the council. Moved. See the response in 15 processing of initial project description response as revised on the committee of the whole meeting July 6, 2026. We'll be looking for something to be voted.
I'll make that motion.
Councilor Tebow, have a second.
A second.
We're open for discussion now before we vote.
Scott?
Yeah?
Just a question on the federal impact assessment. Federal level assessment. Just one question here. In paragraph two, the last sentence of paragraph two under environmental protection. If I read this correctly, residents rightly expect that any project with the potential to affect the watershed will be subject to the highest level of environmental screening. Would that imply a federal level assessment? Does that statement alone, would that imply that the federal level assessment is the highest level?
I think we need to actually say the words to have it in there, for sure. Can I ask? I'm not exactly sure what we're doing. Can someone explain to me what we're doing? We've already made the motion and went through this. Just not quite sure what we're doing.
Pass at a committee of the whole meeting. Committee of the whole meeting motions are not their recommendations to council will not pass to lose council.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see.
Also, this also gives an opportunity to loop further discussion if we need more.
I spoke quite a bit last night, so we kind of all know where I stand there. I asked about, you know, leaving it the way it was because I wanted to ensure that we were representing, like, no side, only asking questions to benefit the municipality. And I feel like maybe we aren't ready to submit something. That is just my opinion. We had a lot of discussion, which I think was good last night. I'm not saying that it was bad discussion. I think it was really good discussion. And it was good to see everybody's points. But after sitting with me, I'm not sure we are ready to submit something. That's my opinion. I think there will be time to get stuff, lots of time. And I don't know, maybe we need to take this back. Maybe we need to open the floor up to our residents a little more or something. That's just my opinion. I believe that any questions or concerns we have in there, there's been contact with this company about this said project kind of already. So I don't know if we need to rush to put something out there when maybe you were not ready for it.
Yeah, we certainly do need to rush this 20-day comment period is today, is the end of it. So we're close here. But I mean, also, I just wanted to make sure for the record that it's recorded that there's a potential conflict of interest with Emma Thibault and her brother who works for the mine. So just want to make sure that's on
point
record.
Point of order, Scott, point of order. Only Emma can, only Councillor Thibault can declare a conflict.
Yeah, I'm not declaring, I'm just saying a potential is there. So it's recorded.
And do you declare a conflict, Councillor? She does not declare.
No, I do not benefit in any way, shape, or form from that. So I'm not declaring a conflict of interest on that topic.
Okay, just, it's on the record. So yeah, I still believe that it's very much appropriate for us to send this letter in support of a strong federal assessment for such a potentially problematic industry within the RIP watershed. Still the same as yesterday's comment.
Well, last night I know it was very heated, and I was confused with some of the motions that we made and then didn't make and whatever. But my thought is on this, like, I don't know enough about exactly the assessment process. And that's why I did at one time ask last night, or wanted to ask last night, that we take it back to our CAO. I would like to have more information before we submit anything to the government.
So, folks, the problem here is that it's such a short time frame, 20 days. It's designed that way. So, am I gone?
Still here.
No, we can still see. I don't know where we went.
Hold on. The owls, Asha.
We see you and hear you.
All right, I lost everything there. Okay, it's back.
Sorry.
I would really like to have more information before I make any submission. So I'm going to say I want to wait for more information.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor that has been raised and seconded. That all those in favor of submitting the initial project description response as revised on Committee of the Whole on January 6th, say aye.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Sorry. The motion and second on the floor, all those in favor of submitting the initial project description response as revised on Committee of the Whole and read on July 6, 2026, AI.
Is that all in favor?
All in favor of submitting.
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
Sorry, what does the federal level assessment implying?
It's, I really think that we need to take that away to get more information to be able to fully provide you that response. That's really why staff recommendation was not to weigh in on the specifics of which assessment process would be applied, just in the light of not having had the ability to provide you with an appropriate response to your very valid questions, Councillor O'Connor.
That's why I feel if we are submitting, like if we were wanting to submit something, that's why I feel like it had to be as it was originally, or we are rushing in, like, we don't know the specifics, so.
Well, we're in the midst of voting at this point.
Okay. I vote.
And they have. So this letter will not be submitted as written. That being the end of the agenda, this emergency meeting.
So we're not submitting.
We're not submitting this as written.
So you guys, everything is recorded and posted. Correct, so that my constituents and the citizens can hear the conversations we had yesterday and today?
That is correct.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
So we're not sending any response.
We are not sending this response, and we have no other response. There's plenty of time, and this is not going to happen.
There is not plenty of time. This is it.
I mean, this one assessment is one period. Anyway,
this is the assessment, you guys. This is it. If it's going to go to a provincial assessment after this, and it doesn't get the federal assessment, so we're not doing the St. Mary's River justice. You guys had voted poorly today.
That being said, it is 3:30. Meeting is adjourned.